Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
Brian Bailey. I am the president and CEO of RKC.me and publisher of I Love the Berg.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
12 years now.
What organizations are you involved in?
There are two organizations that I'm really involved with that I like a lot. The first one is Metro Wellness and Community Centers. They are a healthcare organization that has provided essential services to the LGBTQ plus community for over 25 years now, as well as Academy Prep, which Academy Prep is an organization that gives an opportunity for higher education to youths in the South St. Pete area, and then helps them get into better preparatory schools like Shorecrest for the future.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Well, the technical things are the alarm and usually my dog. But typically what gets me out of the bed every day is the ideas I thought about the night before. I tend to be one of those people that the mind goes for at least 30 to 40 minutes before I fall asleep. And then when I wake up the next day, I kind of like want to jump on them.
Why St. Pete?
Well, it was sort of by chance. I left my agency in New York some years ago and was freelancing and doing some things on my own out of my little apartment in Astoria, Queens, before I got the opportunity to represent a company out of Sarasota. And I flew down here for a couple of years in a row to their annual users conference. And it was at the end of February, which, you know, is not a great time in New York City. So I kind of enjoyed the winter down here more, but couldn't quite find the right city I wanted to live in until I ended up in St. Pete at the Saturday morning market when it was back on Central Avenue, and looked around and kind of noticed the walkability potential of St. Pete and decided that this is where I was going to settle.
What is one habit that you keep?
The one habit that I keep, maybe not so regularly, is attending CrossFit, partially for fitness, obviously, but also because of the camaraderie and the friendship you get with it.
Who are some people that influence you?
Well, that was a hard choice to make. First one is my mother, who is someone who has, I'm an only child, so I'm pretty close to her. And there are very few life-changing decisions I'll make without running them by her. And the same thing goes for my partner in life, Dexter Fabian, who also is someone I run the business with. So he gets both life decisions and business decisions for me to pass by him. One of the other people that definitely influences me is Bob Glasser, who's the CEO of Smith & Associates. He's someone Dexter and I have become pretty close to over the last couple of years. I sort of look at him in somewhat of an older brother capacity. He's someone I like to bounce business ideas over, and he has never given me bad advice.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, practice that you would share with our readers?
I would also throw this to Bob Glasser. A couple of months ago, he gave me a book called Traction, which I read from end to end and would highly recommend if anybody wants to get serious about their business that they read it.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
How digital media would evolve so quickly. I mean, you know, one of the things about our industry that we're involved with is we're content creators, but we're also analytical people. The idea of social media has changed so drastically over the last few years, not just from a content perspective, but also from a metric perspective. So we're constantly changing. I won't say we're changing our model, but we're certainly constantly evolving. It would be nice to have a little foresight of that.
What's next?
What's next for me is some fairly significant career change in the next 2 to 3 weeks, two to be determined or to be announced. So stay tuned.
Wow. We will stay tuned.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. Thank you.